Let the Easter miracle keep going. John chapter 20 verse 1 through 18. Have you ever heard about the aphorism YOLO? Actually, YOLO is the acronym of You Only Live Once. It is along the same lines as the Latin words carpe diem, which means seize the day. Although no one really knows about the origin of YOLO, it was popularized by the Canadian rapper Drake in his song, The Motto. Anyway, YOLO is a call to live life to its fullest extent, even embracing behavior that carries inherent risk. In recent years, YOLO became a staple of music and youth culture, being a subject of graffiti, pranks, tattoos, music, television shows, merchandise, and hashtags on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Indeed, YOLO is a staple culture of the young generation. Since our life and our time are given as a gift from God, I think we all have a responsibility to enjoy making it more meaningful. In this sense, calling to live life to its fullest extent is good. But if the reason for this was because you only live once and death is the end, I cannot agree with the YOLO lifestyle. You may think that YOLO sounds quite new to you, but the concept of YOLO, you only live once, already existed in most people's life, even Christians who are the Easter people. Although we love to worship God and to follow the way of Jesus Christ, if we encounter some mysteries of faith, such as creation story, virgin birth, resurrection, and second coming of Jesus Christ, we try to understand them based on human reason and experience, though these are beyond the human understanding. So we become confused and doubtful. Maybe today's gospel story, the resurrection of Jesus, would be one of the most mysterious stories and the most difficult to understand. Not only for us, the current Christians, but also for the disciples of Jesus Christ, whom were living and serving together with Jesus, understanding and accepting the resurrection of Jesus was the issue. If you read the Gospel of Matthew thoroughly, Jesus foretold his death and resurrection three times. First one in Matthew 16:21-28. He must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised. Second one is 17:22-23. The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him, and on the third day he will be raised. And 20:17-19, the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death. Then they will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified, and on the third day he will be raised. However, the disciples did not understand its true meaning, and even they did not recognize him when they saw him after the resurrection. This was firstly because when they were going to Jerusalem, they were just expecting that the kingdom of God would come very soon. So they did not expect Jesus' resurrection after his death. Secondly, they lost all their expectation and hope in faith, in front of the tragic reality that was the crucifixion of Jesus. Thirdly, they only believed in the resurrection on the last day. Therefore, even though they were talking and meeting with the resurrected Jesus, still they were doubting. Actually, as a pastor, I have heard a lot of questions about the resurrection, such as, I only believe in spiritual resurrection because bodily resurrection is impossible. Then what about the cremated bodies and organ donors? How they are resurrected? You know what? Jesus clearly said in John chapter 11, verse 25 to 26, I am the resurrection and life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. And he said in John 14, 19, in a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live, you also will live. Also, in the Apostles' Creed, which is the Christian basic confession of faith, in the very last sentence, it says, I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. God, who created this world out of nothing, can make everything possible. Indeed, how you understand death changes how you face your current life. Think about how your belief in resurrection will bring you a new insight and a better understanding of life and death. Since death is not the end, you will find hope in life. Your belief in resurrection does not hold you only in the present without a future. Even though you might be facing adversity and suffering sometimes, it encourages you to go forward to the hopeful future. Also, it helps you to be more faithful and more responsible in your everyday life. Eventually, belief in resurrection will lead you to fully enjoy your life, not because you only live once, but because you live forever with God. Still, do you want to close your eyes and your ears to all the benefits and blessings of believing in Jesus Christ's resurrection? In the end, you make a choice to believe it or not. It's up to you. But please remember that your choice to believe the miracle of Easter, which is the resurrection, will bring you a real hope and peace that this world cannot give you. The Easter miracle of Jesus will let you live in peace, love, and hope by liberating you from the fearfulness, bondage, and servitude of death. Today is Easter Sunday, and also it is the first Sunday of April. Every first Sunday, we remember the love of Jesus Christ by sharing the Holy Communion. And whenever we join in Holy Communion, we confess that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. This confession of faith reflects how we believe and how we understand the resurrection. Also, as one body of United Methodist Church, we clearly confess that we believe in the resurrection of the dead according to our Book of Discipline. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. He conquered death by rising again. And because he lives, we also will live as he said. Let us share this good news with our neighbors. This is the most important mission of Easter people. Do you remember what we did last year for Easter? I gave you some holy homework, which was giving an Easter goodie bag to your family, friend, or neighbor who does not know Jesus Christ or who now is far away from him. And this year, I will give you another holy homework. Give this Easter living water to your family, friend, or neighbor who doesn't know Jesus or who is now far away from him. The Easter miracle leads us to live life in hope. And I hope and pray that those who receive this Easter living water from you will also live life in hope. This simple but powerful action will save their life as Jesus saved your life. Let the Easter miracle keep going. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Let us praise him. Hallelujah. Amen.